On This Day with Gunners and Ali.
It's Tuesday, the 31st of August. Let's find out what happened on this day, the last day of autumn.
No longer with us, but US singer and musician Bob Welch, best known for this song, Ebony Eye, was born on this day in 1945.
Jack Thompson, the Australian actor, starred in loads of things, including the 60s TV series Spy Force. He's 81.
Now, you've got to say it like this.
Thank you for that.
Known as the Cat, Sir Clive Lloyd, former captain of the West Indies cricket team, today 77.
Speaking of cool cats, this guy. You, my bright girl. Van Morrison, 76.
US actor Richard Gere is 72.
What's your favourite Richard Gere movie?
Don't have one.
Okay then, moving along.
You?
Pretty Woman, Runaway Bride. I like that one, Primal Fear, with Edward Norton. That was a pretty good one.
Okay.
I'm a fan. Debbie Gibson, the American singer, is 51.
American comedian and actor Chris Tucker is 50. You get stuck with this one.
And Andrei Medvedev. Is that how you say his name?
Close enough.
Good. Well, the Ukrainian tennis player is 47.
Medvedev.
There we go.
This guy.
Now, who's responsible for this unwarranted attack on my person?
Yep, that's Foghorn Leghorn. He made his debut in the Warner Brothers cartoon Walkie Talkie Hawk on this day in 1946.
In 1954, Hurricane Carol, which hit Rhode Island, became the first storm to be given a name.
Carol?
Dynamo, the trademark, the washing powder, not the magician, was registered on this day in 1961.
It was on this tragic day, 1997, Diana, Princess of Wales, was killed in a car accident, then aged 36, along with her male companion, Dodi Fayed.
Virgin Blue's inaugural flight took off from Brisbane, flying to Sydney on this day in 2000.
And in the year 2004, Edvard Munch's painting, The Scream, was recovered in a raid by Norwegian police. It had been stolen a couple of years earlier.
Just a few of the things that happened on this day for the 31st of August.